Chocolate, tomato, and avocados are everyday foods, but they come from a language we don't hear very much, the ancient language of the Aztecs. It's known as Nahuatl, and it's considered endangered. WNYC's Rachel Bongiorno found a couple from Queens doing their part to save the language by offering cooking classes.
A very old recipe with avocado, beans, and corns.
On a Sunday afternoon, Erwin Sanchez stands in a small kitchen at his wife's office in Midtown Manhattan, mixing finely ground maize and dry avocado leaves. He's hosting an informal cooking class to share the language and culture of his native Nahuatl community from central Mexico.
These ones are going to be messy.
Yeah, don't worry.
Around 1.5 million people still speak Nahuatl, but linguists consider it endangered because it's not being passed on to the next generation, in part because of colonization and the stigma of being indigenous in Mexico. Throughout the class, Sanchez explains the etymology of dishes they're making, like the spicy chocolate sauce, mole.
Like mole means to move. Olini means move.
Even though Sanchez learned Nahuatl first, Spanish took over. And after moving to the US, he was losing the connection to his language and culture. But his grandfather's death around 10 years ago inspired him to get back to his roots.
And many memories come with him, like the food, like my childhood, like stories, the language also.
Sanchez is the only one left in his family who regularly speaks Nahuatl. So he sees it as his obligation to pass it on to the next generation, especially his son. His wife Marisa Centeno says the stakes are high when languages disappear.
Well, then you lose a language, you lose an entire culture.
For now, Sanchez and his wife are committed to keeping the language and culture alive in New York, one tamale at a time.
That's really good, right?
Yeah.
Rachel Bongiorno, WNYC News.